Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we are still getting responses from our listeners about the release of those diplomatic cables from WikiLeaks this week. And there are, the responses from you range all over the map. Gustavo wrote at our website, thetakeaway.org, I'm almost certain there are various leakers, and that maybe with the first leaks, someone thought that this was a marvelous vehicle to expose a lot of dirty linen and at the same time shelve any 2012 presidential ambitions by a certain Secretary of State. Then again, now we know that all the rumors were true. Too bad they didn't include secret information from Roswell or the JFK assassination. Yeah, it is too bad. I would have liked to have seen some leaks about aliens doing something.
That's coming.
Really? You think that's in the Bank of America documents?
GrassyKnoll.org.
Mikhail wrote at our website, I feel that in spite of what others may think of Mr. Assange, I agree with most that he did a service to the American people by releasing the documents and exposing the real government that we don't get to see. Who knows what else they cover up and will never tell us, the people, about. Although, to a certain extent,
the government abuses secrecy. I think, in general, the government abuses its supposed right.
And to a certain extent, these WikiLeaks support that because there's not that much that's secret in here. Right. You have to kind of wonder why it would have been secret in the first place. But Julio from Puerto Rico writes at our website, it all sounds like WikiLeaks is defending democracy, but the reality is the world plays by other rules that have nothing to do with truth, honor, or freedom of speech. It's all about taking advantage of everyone. Therefore, you better understand the rules of the game that you're playing. There's an argument for, you know, playing by...
Well, one of the themes of the WikiLeaks stuff is this is a petty, venal bunch of people who think that no one's listening to what they're saying, and when it gets exposed, you see them for who they really are. You know.
Well, I don't know if diplomatic cables are really who they really
are. North Korea is a spoiled child.
You know, I mean, what is the use of that?
You're trying to say that that would show you in your personal conversation? I don't think that would... A lot of people would think that about North Korea. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we're still getting a lot of responses. People obviously still digesting what the WikiLeaks release means. And if you have something to say, let us know at thetakeaway.org. Or you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.